Welcome to a WSFI special presentation with your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special episode of WSFI Spotlight from the Catholic Marketing Network in Schaumburg, Illinois. We are at the beautiful convention center here in Schaumburg. So excited to be able to bring you this interview about the Children's Rosary. I am here with Blythe Kaufman, and this is going to be an exciting conversation about this wonderful ministry for children. Can you just tell me a little bit about how this prayer movement, the Children's Rosary, began?
Oh, thank you so much, Bill, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. It was actually a kind of an interesting way it started. We didn't really anticipate forming a prayer group, but our parish was really suffering financially, and our pastor had come up several times saying, you know, we need more collections in order to survive and maybe potentially worried that we close. And so in prayer, an inspiration came, maybe we should bring our children to prayer. I mean, the prayers of the children are so strong. So I asked the pastor, and he said yes. And so the children gathered for, and they led a rosary. It was in 2011, the weekend before Palm Sunday, so not especially important, you know, busy weekend.
Right.
But it turned out to be the highest collection that year, second only to Christmas and Easter, and it was very close to the Christmas collection, which there's, you know, no real explanation for that other than the power, I mean, a signal grace of the power of the children's prayers, really. And our parish has really come back and thrived. It still exists, it's growing, it's stronger. And from that, other parishes began to hear about our little prayer group, and we ended up continuing to meet monthly. And now it's spread to 22 states and 5 continents. So what we're trying to give children an opportunity is to come together as a prayer group and to pray together the rosary.
Wonderful. And what ages does this entail?
Well, the target ages are usually 4 to 14, but it's very loose on each end. Sometimes we'll have the smaller children. One thing we've added in is asking the children to place a rose at the end of the decade, and so those littler children can come up and place a rose before a statue of Our Lady. And sometimes we'll have special needs children that may be much older than 14. So that's just kind of a guideline.
Wonderful. And so what exactly is this child's rosary? I mean, I assume it's a rosary.
Right. Well, it isn't actually a physical rosary. It's a prayer group. So we have more information on our website, www.childrensrosary.blogspot.com, and it explains how you go about starting a group. But mm-hmm. it's pretty simple. You would contact your pastor and ask if it would be possible to form a prayer group, a children's rosary prayer group. You choose a time, weekly or monthly, and a location. You would contact us and register your group with us so we could reflect it on our website, so people who might want to join could find out. And you can put notices in your bulletin, invite families. And to be clear, you don't have to have small children. You could be a grandmother. We have a lot of grandparents or even teenagers who want to start a little group, and numbers don't matter. I mean, some of them are tiny, just a couple of children, and some might be 20 children. So it would just be 20 minutes monthly or weekly, where you might pray a rosary right in front of the altar with the children kneeling, taking turns going up to the podium with the group leader calling up different children and so forth. We have a prayer book that explains how to start a group with all the prayers in it, and also CDs with music, and also to hear the children how a prayer group's run.
That is so beautiful. What a great way to get children involved in the church, in the liturgy. What an inspired idea. Now, it looks like you also have some CDs available here. At least before my eyes, there's a Glorious Mysteries and Sorrowful Mysteries. So maybe talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. Well, as the groups have been growing, there's just been a lot of requests for, how do you exactly run the group? And we can read it in the book, but we'd love to hear it. And so through that, you know, we ended up recording CDs so you can hear exactly how our prayer groups run. And even if you don't ultimately begin one, you just might want to hear the little 5 and 6-year-olds saying the rosary with some light music behind. We have a new theme song that was written for our prayer movement by a beautiful priest, and we've recorded that with the children. On our website is contact information. If you have interest in the CDs, please email me. My email's there, blythe.kaufman@gmail.com, and I can arrange to tell you how to order them because they're just off the press about a week ago.
Awesome.
We're getting them into the bookstores right now, and we're also trying to arrange to have them carried. Our books are carried by EWTN catalog, and all of that, those links and so forth are on our website to order the books and so forth. So there'll be more information forthcoming on the CDs. It's just they're right off the press, so to speak, as we came to the conference.
That is so great. Well, wonderful. So thank you again so much for coming. Is there anything else you want to promote or say?
Oh, just thank you. And we've got a couple of groups in Illinois, and we'd love to see more. And we're also hoping to get some in Wisconsin. So for anyone out there listening or a family and friends, please spread the word of this. We really need your help. And we're always praying for those who are part of the Children's Rosary or helping the Children's Rosary in any way. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Blythe, for joining me here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. This has been a special episode of WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, I'm your host, Bill Slater. From all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this special presentation from WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about WSFI, please visit www.wsfiradio.org. Or, to donate to WSFI, please send your tax-deductible donation to P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Again, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Thank you.